You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're welcome back again. We're going through the holy days in Jesus and how they all point to Him. Every single one of God's holy days are listed in Leviticus 23. And we're talking about, through the entire Bible, how they're all about Jesus. You want to know the real season, the real reason for God's seasons? It's Jesus. Not the pagan holidays, God's holy days. They all are about Jesus. Next one on the list, trumpets. This is really all pointing to the return of Jesus. In Leviticus 23, starting in verse 24, it says, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing trumpets, a holy convocation." See, trumpets are used in the Bible for several purposes. They were used to call the people to assemble. In Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, we can read about that. Trumpets were also used to announce the coronation of a king. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 39 and 40 is the example of that. And Jesus is going to return to the earth as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He's going to assemble His people together at the sound of the seventh trumpet. See, when do you think that Jesus is going to return? It's at the last trump. You can read in Revelation, at the last trump He returns and the people are resurrected. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet." It even tells you when it's going to happen. "For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." You know, I think we need to do some shows on the state of the dead. Satan's got everybody deceived. The original lie that he told Adam and Eve, "Surely you will not die," he's perpetuated that lie over and over and over again. Even though the Bible says, when you die, it says, "In that day your thoughts cease." It says also, "The dead know nothing." But the simplest concept to comprehend is Jesus is going to return to resurrect His faithful followers. If you're up in heaven, He doesn't need to resurrect you. You're already there. What's He going to do? Tell you, "Hey, go down to earth and lay in that grave, and you wait until you hear this trumpet sound, and then I'm going to come. The ground is going to split. You're going to come up out of the ground, and you're going to be with me forever." Sorry, folks. He is going to return. He is going to resurrect the dead. But you are not up in heaven, and you're not down in hell burning forever and ever 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 and ever. Trumpets pictures the day of Jesus' return. You want to learn more?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.